Hi everybody, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general May messages for the starseeds of water. Okay, so that is Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. So let's find out what the general vibe is here for the month of May for the water signs. Okay. Now, before I get started with each sign individually, I'm going to do a couple cards here just for the general vibe. So we're going to find out where the water signs are standing in May, Spirit. Okay, you, water signs, are in the Four of Cups reversed. All right, so you are overcoming a disappointment. Good. That is very good. All right. Not good that it happened, but good that you're getting over it. And what is crossing? What is the energy crossing the water signs, please, Spirit? What can you tell the water signs will be crossing their energy for May? Thank you. Oh, Ace of Pentacles. Oh, two cards popped out together. How about that? Oh. Queen of Cups, that's also a water card, all right? She's reversed, so, this kind of looks like someone pissed off the queen or upset her greatly. He might have hurt a Queen of Cups. Someone's emotions are out of balance here because but we do have a divine wish being granted with the Ace of Pentacles. So this queen, who was saddened by whatever happened, this water sign here, is being granted some healing from divine. All right? Oh, very nice. Very nice. I know the water signs have really been going through it here lately. So that is good to see. Okay. Now, let's find out what your weakness or challenge, obstacle, or opportunity, depending on how you see this, you optimists out there will, in fact, find it an opportunity. The rest of us, not so much. All right. So, it's okay. It doesn't matter where you are in that spectrum. Divine is here to help you, obviously. So let's find out here. What is the challenge? Oh, the Two of Pentacles reversed. So, juggling things, balancing ideas, people, places, things, finances even. There's a lot of juggling going on here. And that is your weakness, all right? A little bit of, it's not scattered because you still have it within two hands here. You're manipulating it. But this back and forth thing here is probably creating some imbalance within you, all right? So what is the strength, the aid or assistance coming in to help the water signs for the month of May? What is coming to help the water signs in May, please, Spirit? What can you tell? Oh, what should they be looking for? Okay. To help you is, interestingly enough, the Hanged Man reversed. So that's coming down or coming out of the decision-making mode. You've seen all the perspectives that you need to see. Now you have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So something is still not completed. So this might be offering you inspiration to reduce some aspect of a relationship or yourself or a situation instead of just giving up on it. Even though, this month should be about cycles ending, Seems as though there's some kind of pause in that for you, water signs. Because spirit needs you to take a closer look at things. All right, let's see here. What is the advice or guidance? What is the advice, guidance, or even perhaps warning, please, for the water signs for the month of May? Spirit, what can you tell the water signs? What do they need to know? What do they need to know about this energy right here? What is the advice or guidance, please, for the water signs? Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. Oop. You have the Three of Wands reversed. So, this sometimes indicates travel. There's a travel not happening because it's reversed. Three of Wands. It's also about surveying your kingdom. But maybe you're no longer looking at... I don't know. You're looking at it a different way, that's for sure here, with the Hanged Man reversed. All right. So now let's get into each sign a little more. I'm going to pull a couple cards here for each of the signs, and we'll start with Cancer. So, Spirit, what is your advice for Cancer, please? What is your advice for the starseed of Cancer, please? What is your advice for this energy for the starseed of Cancer? Too many? Spirit's really talking, but they're giving me more than I need right now here. Let's keep it simple. Keep it simple, Spirit. All right, well, two came out for you, Cancer. Judgment reversed and the Chariot. So in order for you to balance out these energies, and again with this Three of Wands being reversed, you really might need to take, and the Hangman for Pete's sake, all of these cards, my God, that you have made a judgment about something, and it might be in your best interest to take another look at that. There's something about balancing opposites here, all right? And some type of judgment or misjudgment has been made here. That caused that Four of Cups up there, the disappointment. But it looks like you're coming out of it. So in order to do so, you might have to reverse a judgment that you've made about a situation, or balance out the fact that someone's been unfair to you. All right? Now, Scorpio, what is the advice for Scorpio, please? Also, two cards. You have the Ten of Swords and the Five of Cups reversed, okay? So Spirit acknowledges your pain. You've been stabbed many times by this same person. However, this divine is coming in. You have the Five of Cups reversed. Okay, so you're overcoming a disappointment as well. And finally, for the starseed of Pisces, what advice do you have for the starseed of Pisces, please, for May? Thank you, Spirit. Seven of Wands. Now, the Seven of Wands indicates frustration. So, the advice for this card then would be to let go of those frustrations, and recognize that you are, in fact, on top of the situation. It might not feel like it right now. You're certainly probably not feeling like that right now, but again, there's healing happening here with the Ace of Pentacles coming in to heal the Queen of Cups. All right. So there is healing happening for the water signs in May. That is the general overall message. Now, there will be more podcasts coming on each sign, but until then, I invite you back again, and as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.